This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. The basic premise of our criminal court system is that punishment is a deterrent. But that leaves out the victims of crime or others who have been less directly harmed by it, family members, witnesses, the surrounding community. An alternative approach that includes all of these people is known as restorative justice.
It's about restoring the sense of right relationships in community. We all know that as human beings, maintaining right relationships is a difficult task. We're always getting into trouble with each other one way or another. So particularly around a moment of crime or of misbehavior in school, there's this real dramatic moment. In my point of view, that's a wonderful teachable moment.
Amos Clifford is the executive director of Restorative Resources of Santa Rosa, an 8-year-old nonprofit agency that works primarily with juvenile offenders in Sonoma County. One of their most powerful tools is a mediated session in which all the involved parties come together to talk with each other about the experience.
When we do a restorative conference, that's a circle in which we bring together offenders, victims, and community members, victims very often have the question, did you target me on purpose? Very rarely would the answer be yes. It's almost always, nah, you know, I was going through your neighborhood. It looked like your house was empty. I went in there. And just getting that information can often make a huge difference to the victim's quality of life going on. Now, with the offenders, for the most part, they're not aware of the impacts of their actions on their victims.
Being confronted by those impacts can be transformative, Clifford says, as a latent capacity for empathy is often awakened in the young offenders. The restorative process builds on that by creating a plan to, as Clifford puts it, make things as right as possible. It may include restitution, public service work, and usually one or more letters of apology. And part of the restorative resources process is providing accountability and support for up to a year as that plan is carried out. The results, as tracked by figures from the county probation department, have been dramatic.
There's this particular measure they called the rate of no new sustained petitions. There hasn't been any action against them. So that's 96.4%. We're talking about less than 5% recidivism by that measure. Now, if we throw in all kids who are arrested, it goes up about another 2%.
Moreover, Clifford notes, the substantial societal benefit is achieved at a fraction of the cost of conventional punishment.
Typically, in one of these cases, we'll invest around $2,000 per case, and that may be multiple offenders. Now, that's in contrast to putting them in prison. The cost to the taxpayer is going to be much, much higher, $234,000 per kid per year. Not only that, when he comes out of prison, instead of having someone for whom we can hold out some hope of transformation, we have someone whom statistically we know has a 70% chance of being right back in within a year or two.
Restorative Resources has been selected to receive the 2009 Sonoma County Peace Builder Award from the Peace Alliance. It will be presented at a reception in Novato Saturday afternoon. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.